Hey everyone, we'll get you to the show in a second. Just want to give you the heads up about our latest Red Men Plus special offer. If you want even more Liverpool content in your lives, both in video and podcast forms, simply head to redmenplus.com. And if you sign up as a yearly captain subscriber and use the promo code RACE, R-A-C-E, you'll get 50% off a yearly subscription. So yeah, that'll get you covered for the rest of this amazing season, the search for a new manager, the summer transfer window, and pretty much all of the new manager's first season as well. So yeah, redmenplus.com, yearly captain subscription, promo code RACE, and get 50% off. I'll see you all over there. Hope you enjoy this podcast that's about to start right now.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Well, welcome to the Uncensored Match Build-Up Show. Liverpool taking on Manchester United in the big house in Michigan, Ann Arbor. 100,000 plus people will probably be there. I'm gutted I'm not going to see this stadium. You don't think so? Because Man United won't sell out.
Well, you know, he's playing a small team. He's got to get used to lower crowds with teams like that.
But like, there's loads of Liverpool fans in America. We could fill it.
True.
We could do the same as what we did against Dortmund and have like 10 fans there, one. I imagine that that's probably what will happen with Manchester United, to be fair. But Adam, I am joined by Adam Haynes, by John Reid, and of course by Ross Chanley for this one. Paul over there, he will experience the big house. I am absolutely gutted that I'm not going to see where Michigan play ball. But I digress. What's going on at Manchester United, Adam?
I think it's called Jose Mourinho, and it's just really, really, really boring. Yeah, that's pretty much the best I can really add for it. It's just Mourinho and he's boring, so they play boring football. Oh, and like obviously blames everyone else for everything. I'd hate to be in like his house, you know. Like if something breaks, it's like it's got to be the kid's fault, and he just blame everyone for anything other than himself.
Leaking fucking stuff to the press about his kids breaking his remote control and stuff. I mean, mind games going on all the time. Like
he lives in the Lowry, doesn't he?
Does he still live there?
I think so, I'm pretty sure.
When's he going to buy himself a house? Does he just hate
maybe his
Manchester
wife
United?
Fucking hates him. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe she doesn't want him there. I don't know.
So, no, genuinely, like, John, on the field, listen, I think we all know that Manchester United aren't the most exciting side to watch, but you can't argue with the results. They finished above us in the league last season, to be fair to them. They're looking like they're gonna try and land Harry Maguire before the season starts. Looks like Martial might be on his way out. Are we just going to see more boring football, but they get results again, or are we going to see an improvement with Sanchez getting into the side?
I don't know, is the honest answer. I think it's hard. It's so hard to judge them. And like, you know, I know people who work with and who have got friends who are United fans. And
why?
I never just people who are normal. It's me since. But like, I never know where to stand with them because miles away. So, but they're such a bland, boring team to watch. But then you look at the players they've actually got playing for them, and you're like, how the fuck is like Sanchez only got like 2 goals in the second half last season or whatever it was? But he just, you know, if you, on the one hand you could say, like, I suppose like he's building a good spine and he's got a good squad of players there. But when you actually see them on the pitch there, it just doesn't seem to work. And all the noises, like Adam was saying, all the noises coming out of the camp so far don't seem to be the best, you know what I mean? That he's not happy with what's gone on and the players they're going after and stuff, and they still haven't really got met. And they've signed Fred and the other lad whose name we can't remember. But
not Grant, the other one, the Portuguese right back. Who's never going to start.
Exactly. So it's just, you know, I don't know, like, there doesn't seem to be any kind of, you can see, you know, if you look at Liverpool, it's like there's like a clear line of progression of where we've gone from when Klopp's joined to where we are now. And I just don't see that with United. It's just like a solid flat line. They don't seem to be getting any better.
But if you, I think if you were to look at the league table, that would disagree with you there, though, because they have improved. You know, they go and get second place, and from the year before, they weren't even in the Champions League where they spot. So there is something that Mourinho is doing something to get those results, Ross. The interesting thing that I saw today, and I think, you know, Si mentioned to us just before we went live, Mourinho's been talking about Liverpool. Standard, fair enough. We've just been talking about Mourinho, Manchester United. These are the quotes. I think if you have the money, if you invest well, it's better than to have it in the bank because the interest rates are very low. That's quite funny for Mourinho, to be fair. He's obviously talking about Jurgen Klopp and Liverpool.
A good comment on Brexit as well, to be fair.
The problem is you have to invest well, and honestly, I think they did very well because every player they bought are quality players, and I'm happy for them. I don't think he probably is happy for them. I'm also happy to smile and to see that, you know, you can change your opinion and change as a person. It's funny, but that's okay. Here we go, we're getting to Mourinho-isms here, aren't we? But maybe this season, finally you demand that they win. You, I think, have to be fair, and now you have to demand and say the team with investments you are making last season, that you made in January, that you make now, that will probably be the record of the Premier League this season, a team that will... was a finalist in the Champions League, you have to say you're a big candidate and you have to win. So Mourinho is trying mind games in pre-season with Liverpool Football Club, Ross. That's a good thing for us, surely. It means we're under his skin already and he knows that we're challengers.
Yeah, I don't think that's just a dig at Klopp, though. I think that's a dig at our press. I think it's a dig at the people that are above him, who I think he's saying that aren't backing him or aren't doing the business that he wants. I think he came out earlier and we can say, I'm not happy about a lot of things. And I think he's referring to transfers and stuff. And he said, basically, give me a list. And he's still sat there waiting for...
You've got to be a good boy to get all you want at Christmas.
Yeah, I know. But the fact that we're under his skin, yeah, you know, it's a challenge. But he's comparing them to us. And like I said, up top of going, we're being backed. You know, like you said, the progression of line that we're going through. And you can see we're on the up and we're moving forward. That's what I think it's difficult to watch Man United sometimes because... Over the years, we all know they've been like one of our biggest rivals and probably still are like the fiercest rivals that we have. If it's a way to watch them just play football the way that they do, and not only that, if you look at the camaraderie between our team now, even in pre-season, they're laughing and joking and blah blah blah. Everything that you hear coming out of Manchester United now is just negative. Of going, this person wants to leave, Pogba wants to leave, Martial wants to leave, Luke Shaw's not happy, Ashley Young's not happy, they haven't bought anyone. It's like you're not a mess, but what's going on? That's not what Manchester United I grew up knowing was about. That's why it's so difficult to fathom what's going on with him. But he's part of the problem because he just makes up negative stuff, which is all a distraction from what is not happening.
And obviously as well, it's framed slightly because obviously the player does, so it's like they're going to ask about Liverpool and stuff. But it's with what Ross is saying there as well, it's weird that he's talking about us rather than talking about closing the gap to City. You know what I mean? It's like you've got to wonder why he's looking over his shoulder at us as opposed to looking up at them and saying we could be making ground upon them here because, you know, Liverpool are going to take points off them here, Spurs will take points, you know, so that gap will be shorter for us. But he's all of a sudden worried about what we're doing as opposed to... And he's not, like I say, he's been asked about Liverpool or what's going on there clearly, but he's not mentioned Chelsea in that, he's not mentioned Spurs in that, he's not mentioned all the other teams who should be in the mix for that type of thing, which I think is interesting that he's looking at our business and thinking... You know what I mean?
Well, to be fair, and to be fair to Mourinho there, he does say he thinks they're all good signings and, you know, he knows what he's doing. The fella's a serial winner, whether you think he's doing a good job at Manchester United or not. He's won trophies there. It's something that Jurgen Klopp hasn't done at Liverpool yet with all the money and the time that he's been here so far. But getting on to the game then, Adam, are we going to see more of the first team in the first half, do you think? Are we going to see another 60 minutes from Jurgen Klopp's side and maybe more like what we'll see first day of the season against West Ham?
You would think that there'd be more first teamers playing longer into the game because obviously they're the people you're going to be building the fitness up for, and especially for some of them coming back from the World Cup, they're further behind in their fitness development for the season. But I also think that you do have to play it as it's Liverpool v United. I know it is only pre-season. It's not going to be like, you know, the be-all and end-all if we win or if we lose, but you've got to get people used to the fact that we're going to play United, we're going to play City, we're going to play Chelsea, we're going to play, you know, Arsenal, if you want to put them into that bracket. You're going to have big games. Treat it like a big game for some of the younger players who will eventually come into the squad. Get them kind of that mentality, being used to a pressure game. There's obviously going to be a lot more people going to watch that game than there was the City game. That one didn't really look like it had that many, with the fact that City had so many people missing of their kind of stars. United have got more of them back. get them used to kind of dealing with that pressure and dealing with that situation.
I think it'll be better for Liverpool as well because, John, I think Manchester United in their last game, obviously they played Grant in goal. Eric Bailly's playing Smalling's playing Darmian's playing Shaw's playing Herrera, McTominay, Sanchez, Mata, they've all played. It's actually another step up for us again, and that's something that Klopp likes to do throughout his pre-season. We came up against Manchester City's kids with a couple of star players. There are genuine first team players in Manchester United side who played the other night. Now realise they've just had three games in 6 days, so that's the, you know, not only another couple of days until the Liverpool game. It could change out, but it looks like Mourinho is building the fitness of his first team, and that can only be a good thing for us.
Yeah, definitely. You know, everyone you just named there is, you know, is if not a starting player for them, is, you know, one of the first subs, aren't they? You know, they're going to be in and around that first team throughout the season, and you know, it's. I think it's important to have a different challenge for them as well in pre-season, as well as the fitness. In that, you know, we're trying to build up the fitness for the season, but also trying to get them used to playing in a certain way and to kind of pick that momentum up we had at the end of last season. So you know, we've just in the final way for the City game, we were talking about Joe Gomez, putting him up, you know, with Sanchez up front, that's good experience for him at centre-half, if he's going to be playing at centre-half going forward. You know, some of the other lads who they're going to start, you know, it'd be good experience for them. It'd be good, I think, in a weird way, if he does play Grant and goal, because I think that'll be interesting for, you know, an experienced keeper for some of the lads who are playing up front, some of the younger ones, if they're going to go up against, you know, someone who's been there and done it. So it can only be good, I think, for them to build that level of experience up for the season, where each other's going to play in what roles in the team.
And Ross, for Liverpool, I mean, we're going to get on to our preferred 11s a little bit later on. We'll maybe talk through this in a little bit more depth and detail then. Is it time we saw Sturridge with the other two stars up top?
I think he deserves a chance. I think that's something that we all took from the Man City game. Of he didn't get a fair crack of the whip in the sense he never had Keita behind him in the first place, but we've seen how dangerous he can be in his qualities and stuff. It'd be nice to see him to have that support behind him, and we've seen the quality of Mane and Salah hooking up like on the same wavelength. They've just gone, oh, I want to go find you straight away. I think there's something in that of he can have a role within that team. I think ultimately we're going to get the best out of him this season. He needs to practice doing that. There's no better time to do it in a pre-season game.
Okay, all right. Just a little plug, because we've been doing this for ages now. We very, very nearly sold out for Redmen TV Live in Dublin day before the Napoli game, Murray's Bar. The link is in the description below, but for you, it's bit.ly/RMTVDub. You can get there. It goes to see tickets, that link, and you can buy your tickets to join us as we get bevied and do a live show in Dublin. It promises to be absolutely belter. Okay, on to preferred 11s. Have you all got our boards? I'm going to start with this couch over here, first and foremost. I'm going to start with John, actually. Talk me through your team, John, and tell me why you've picked maybe a couple of the relationships out there. Like, I can see Van Dijk and Gomez, for example. Talk me through.
I just think, you know, like you were saying, like obviously building up towards the season, I think this is the first of the games that we're going to play where we need to start picking what's going to be something like the team that's going to play first game of the season. And I just think the games I've seen of us play so far and some of the relationships, like you say, that there's people there who need games. So I'd like to see Gomez start with Van Dijk. I think like that's something.
Flip them though, yeah. Van Dijk could be the left centre after, yeah.
But we need to know whether it's going to be him and Clavin or him and Gomez starting first game of the season. And I think, you know, I think Robertson would pick himself, but I think there's a question mark maybe over, you know, Klein, whether he's going to start or whether they're going to maybe move Gomez back there, if you like, and do something a bit different there. I think going off what you were saying before, like I'd really want to see what happens when we play that front three with Sturridge in the middle and then maybe with Keita behind them as well, linking up with them, or, you know, what the dynamic is there, whether, you know, he's supporting them, who drops deep, who goes out wide, just trying to work out what we're going to do there, really. And I think Lallana as well, there's a big question mark over where he's going to fit in going forward. So whether,
yeah, we discussed that actually at length, didn't we, before I come on to Ross's team. We discussed that at length on the RedmenTV.com, the final word show for Manchester City, where we talked about, like, does Lallana fit in with a 4-3-3, or do we have to change to a 4-2-3-1? So, Ross, let's have a little look at your side then, mate. You've gone for Kelleher in goal as well, John?
Yeah, only because, well, I'll be a hypocrite. I've said the past 2-3 games of the whole take Karius out of the line might give him a break and stuff, so, you know, just going along with that. I think Kelleher probably deserves another go. I think Karius deserves a break at the same time, so why not just chuck him in pre-season? And the other thing is as well, if say, Alisson's injured, Karius is next in line, but then he's going to be on the bench, so it's probably going to be him. So he deserves some more first team experience, in my opinion.
Why have you gone for Jones in the middle, Ross?
Just because I think the amount of games that he's played, he's played deeper in some of the games that I've seen. I think these two need to start. They didn't have storage in there. What's storage? I got stuck. I had storage there. I took it off because I realised we've got Shaqiri as well.
I forgot all about Shaqiri.
And I was like, "Fuck! I want to put Shaqiri in there, but I don't want to take Marnie out." I was like, "Can Marnie put?" My idea was to put Marnie deeper and kind of Shaqiri off the wing, but coming in with Salah going on the back of him was my theory.
What's wrong with the pen I gave you? I'm gonna put it on your lap, like. Look at the man's head.
Shaq. Come with Shaq. Shaq in the middle.
Shaqiri up top on his Todd. Big man up top.
I was going to put Sturridge in there because the thing we said about Sturridge got mixing in with.
But you didn't. You put Shaq up there. That's why I'm asking you about it.
No, no. Give me the pen.
here's what I prepared earlier.
Yeah. Right, Sturridge.
Why didn't you put Shaqiri up front, Ross?
I really want to see Shaqiri play, but you're at the risk of dropping one of them three, and you can see with Salah Marnie.
There's no way that is Sturridge,
by the way.
I was rushed.
So you put an 8 in instead of an I?
Yeah, it's a mix between Sturridge and Shaqiri. That's a Q. Either one of them two, half and half. Yeah, Sturridge with Shaqiri's legs. That's what I want to see.
That's great. Is anyone else picturing that running down the wing?
Well, at least not going to break in half, are they? At least they'll be able to fucking run. Jones.
But if he scores, will he do the dance and then do the point at the end?
Yeah. Jones deserves some more game time, I think. I think his confidence on and off the pitch has been a pleasant surprise for me, to be honest. All the people you think Fabinho, Keita, I want to see some more of him. I want to see some more of him with the support of Fabinho and Keita, same with Sturridge and all them. I think he deserves a chance to have a pop.
I think you've done brilliantly to pull that back. I had no clue what you were talking about, didn't
well, yeah.
He was brilliant there. Yeah. Fair play to you. Not Karius.
Yeah, anyone but Loris Karius. I don't need a pen. I picked 11 players.
Boom.
Klein, Gomez, VVD, and obviously the GOAT in Andy Robertson. I've gone with a different midfield then.
Okay.
Going with a four.
I can only see it.
Go with a diamond. So Fabinho, obviously at the bottom end of it. Gini and Naby, and see, the Sturridge is apparently going to be playing a different role. Play him at the top of a diamond. He can also go into being a striker if you want to try and play with a front three.
That's what I meant to do.
Fucking pen off. Just talking up to the camera, mate.
And then Salah and Mane up top. Basically, just go with 4-3-3 if you really wanted to, but you can't go into. Just going to be interesting to see what Sturridge does this year, because from looking at that game, he hasn't really got the pace to be the old Daniel Sturridge going through the middle, but he's still got the passing range and the creativity that he could do something a little bit further back with runners, maybe. But
okay, I've picked Karius again. I've picked him every single time. I think if he is going to be our number two, and Jurgen Klopp's decided he's our number two, then he needs to have more minutes with that back four for me. I know everybody will disagree with me again, but that's just the way that I think. I'm not going to change my mind on that. I've picked the same back four, I think, as most of the lads. I've actually put Wijnaldum in. Now, I didn't, and I changed it halfway through the show because he needs minutes. So I've actually put Wijnaldum in just for that reason alone. James Milner again, you know, whatever. And then I've picked the front three that everybody's picked in a roundabout way, Adam. But I've picked him as the number nine. I want to see what he can play like when you've got Salah and Mane linking up in the way that they did against Manchester City. I think it'll be really exciting to see what Daniel Sturridge we're going to get this season. I'd like a glimpse of that in this game, if at all possible and stuff. So, yeah, that's our preferred 11s. Thank you very much for watching the Uncensored Match Build-Up Show. We don't do score predictions in pre-season, but Adam, if I did ask you, what would you say?
2-1 Liverpool.
I like that. Okay. Drop a like on the video. Subscribe to the Red Men TV on YouTube if you haven't already. And leave us your thoughts in the comment section below.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.